There are some areas of overlap between the high leverage practices and these evidence-based practices. The field is not completely decided on what the high leverage practices are for special educators, but draft documents have indicated that understanding and using functional behavior assessment, FBAs, is key, and that's also an evidence-based practice. Peer-mediated strategies is both an HLP and an EBP. Another area that could potentially overlap is around the use of building supportive learning environments. And you could likely make a parallel between building these supportive learning environments and all of the interventions that fall under the antecedent-based intervention, or the ABI, in those evidence-based practices, which is about building an environment that helps to prevent challenging behavior and enhance skills before challenging behavior occurs.